Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 7th of September, 2015. Title, Management is Often the Solution. Yes, sometimes you need capital. However, capital is not the solution to all problems. I have visited many a shut mill full of fine and usable capital equipment. Some of it had cost a great deal of money not so long before I arrived. Funny story from nearly two decades ago. I was called by an investment fund in a major eastern city. They had made an investment in a MRF, Municipal Recycling Facility, which, at the time they called me, was shut down. It had only been built a couple of years before the call to me. Ironically, it could even be seen from the investment firm's offices high in a skyscraper. It was only about six blocks away. They were wringing their hands. If I remember correctly, they had invested about $15 million in construction of this facility. It was near lunchtime, and I told them I would take a look at it while they went to lunch. We would get together after lunch to discuss my findings. I took a look and came back to their offices. Their first question to me was, well, do you think the whole $15 million was invested in it? They were worried about some sort of fraud during the construction. Yes, indeed, was my reply. The investment fund managers broke out in big smiles. But that is not the right question, was my next statement. Huh? You should have asked me what I thought it was worth now. Okay, what do you think it's worth now?
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called Simultweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Surely. We have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
My reply was, I think you might be able to get $2 or $3 million for the equipment when you scrap it, and then you'll need to spend another couple of million remediating the site. I don't know for sure on that last part. You'll need to get some environmental experts to tell you what to do. What they had just experienced was a severe management failure at the highest levels. Unfortunately, management failures happen at all levels. Further, we often think we can solve them by buying something. Sometimes, as an alternative to spending money, we think we need to fire someone or perhaps promote someone as a solution too. Often, the first thing we should do is simplify what we are doing and see if that is a solution. Things become complicated over time. We pile forms on top of forms, procedures on top of procedures, and we just end up going around in circles. Start where old Jim always tells you to start, the spinning the invoice printer test. If an activity is going on that does not have some link, no matter how faint, to spinning the invoice printer, stop it and kill it dead. When you have exhaustively eliminated the wasted effort that goes into doing nothing, then you can talk about needing capital. Care to relate some management failures? You can do so in our quiz this week. Please take it here. For safety this week, because it is so important, we distill safety issues to simple statements and procedures. We should learn to apply the efficiency of safety management to everything else we do. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.